mindset of just trying to soak in that atmosphere one last time and being able to take in what the fans were giving you in that moment there.
For sure. One last ride. It was special for all 5 years. Fans have been unbelievable since I've been here. So one last ride with them was awesome.
This team has said all year, proving doubters wrong has been the goal from day one. Do you feel like you're able to do that over the course of the season now that's come to its conclusion?
For sure. I would say this year was successful. I think no one had us doing what we did. We were pretty close to hanging a banner. I think we got better every single day, and even throughout the first round there. Obviously didn't go our way, but I think every game we took steps and didn't get the results, but bright future for this group.
What was the emotion just like in the locker room, I'm sure, for you guys, especially the graduating crop of players, just trying to soak in as much as you could for being in that locker room one final time?
For sure. Yeah, I didn't want to get out of my stuff. I went up and saw Les in my equipment. Didn't want to get out of it. Obviously super special. Greatest time of your life.
How long did you wait until you took everything off?
It was a couple hours. A couple hours before I took everything off, but yeah, super cool.
When you think back on your time here in Saskatoon, what's the biggest things that stand out? I know, again, it's still pretty fresh for you, but when you look back on these years, one franchise that you've been with here in the WHL, what sticks out?
For sure. There's a few on ice. Obviously, there's a lot of things this group's done over the last 5 years that you all remember on the ice, but honestly, it's the staff, coaches, the friendships I've made, the memories, the road trips, just the guys I've met, I think is really going to hit home and second home for life.
No on-ice highlight? Come on.
Well, there's obviously a few on-ice. Looking back, last year was a pretty cool run. Definitely something I won't forget.
Strip away the modesty. What about for you personally? What's a highlight for you personally, for Ben Saunderson, that he did in 5 years with the team?
Less.
Big goal, anything?
I don't know. I think just honestly all of last year, probably the crowds in the playoff run, just 14,000 people coming out to watch us, pretty special. I remember that for a while.
You had Connor Bedard to tangle with for the 1 year, and that kind of helped to really draw this community towards you guys. You were able to, I think there were a lot of people who wanted to come and see him. Yeah, understandably so. Mm-hmm. But then they realized, whoa, you guys beat him. You guys are pretty good, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. Super cool. Kind of everywhere he went, rinks were selling out. And I think, yeah, it brought a lot of people in here and people kept coming. It was awesome.
You know, Ben, this was a very young decor this year for the most part. You exit here with a lot of guys who were trying to find their footing in the league this year and try and take that next step in their developments. When you look at this group and the strides they've made, what's the biggest things that stand out to you and where this decor is heading for the next couple of years?
For sure. It's been tremendous. First thing I think about is Jordan Martin, who I played a lot with this year. The steps he's taken from training camp is unbelievable, night and day. Super proud of him. And all of our decor and all of our young guys have taken huge, huge steps. And I think sky's the limit for this group the next couple of years.
What's it like? Obviously, it's been a unique situation this year. We usually ask the graduating players what's next, but you kind of know what's next with the NCAA commitments. Just what's it like just getting ready for that opportunity in the coming months and getting ready to take that next step in your hockey development?
For sure, yeah. No, I can look into getting ready, getting everything going down there. I'm super excited to get down there. Something new, obviously. Still kind of working everything out. It's new to everyone, but yeah, super excited to get down there.
You mentioned to me last night that you hope that you've left a legacy with regards to leadership for the group following in. Who's the next guy in line? Who do you pass the baton to in terms of leadership in the C? Who do you think will be that guy next year?
I thought this guy was a tremendous leader for us this year. Great voice in the dressing room, goes out there, works his butt off every single night. Parsi, yeah. He's an unbelievable leader, and I think he will have no problem fitting in.